Gemara Davov is trying to figure out what the Mahatzad of the Mishnah is. What cases are we adding based on the Mahatzad? So we've touched on two different opinions of the Amoraim. Abaye felt that it's coming to be Marbe Avna Sakino Maso Shinichem Berosh Gadol V'Naflu Beruch Metzia V'Hizikim. Case of the boar, the item that really has a din boar that you place on Rosh Gadol, but it's Naflu Beruch Metzia, so that's really the difference between that and the regular case of boar. And Rava suggests that it's boar misgalgal v'ragli odom v'ragli behema, that a boar, a boris, an evan of some sort in the Rishus HaRabim, but then it's misgalgal mimokom mimokom to ragli odom or ragli behema, then it does hezek in the second mokom. So in both of these cases, the Gemara says you can't learn directly from boar. Abaye's case, in the case of the Avna Sakino Maso, we can't learn directly from boar, because boar, shekein ein koach hacher mu'urav bo, nothing is involved, there's no other koach in the creation of the boar, as opposed to the Avna Sakino Maso, there is a koach hacher mu'urav bo in the creation of the Dover HaMasik, because the ruach is involved. So that's why we have to learn from a matzad of boar and eish. And then Rova's case, Bor Miskalgal Ragli Adam and Ragli Behema, we can't learn directly from Bor, because Malabosh came Maisav Gormulo. Maisav Gormulo, his actions caused the Bor, they caused the Hezek. Tomer Bahani Shane Maisav Gormulo. For the Bor HaMiskalgal, it's not Maisav Gormulo. So we have to learn the Matzad of Bor and Shor. That's what the Gemara explains. So we pointed out that Tosus was troubled with this idea. We have two different principles here. One is Kor Chacham Uravo, and the other is Maisav Gormulo. So are they related? Are they similar? If it's exactly the same thing, why does the Gemara have to think up a new svar? The Tosus earlier asked the Kasha, Tosus on the Fahamid Beis, he says, you know, the Gemara says earlier that if you have Bor and Chad Mehanach, we can learn all of the Avos Nezikin from Bor and Chad Mehanach. So is that really true? Let's say you had Eish and Bor. If you put Eish and Bor together, you can't learn the other Avos from Eish and Bor, because Mala Eish and Bor, Shekei Maisav Garmulam. In both cases, you have Maisav Garmalo. By Shor, you don't have Maisav Garmalo. So I can learn Shor from Bor and Eish. That was Taisus' kasha. The Taisus answered that no, Eish is not Maisav Garmalo either. Right? Not only is Shor not Maisav Garmalo, but Eish is not Maisav Garmalo either. Why? Because the Ruach is Misayaya, the person who lights the fire. Because he's Misayaya, the person who lights the fire, that's called that Ein Maisav Garmalo. In the Kasha Tosa assume that Maisav Garmulo means that you're contributing to the creation of the Hezek. And in the Teretz, Tosa holds that no, you have to be the sole creator of the Hezek. So in the case of the Eish, since the Ruach is Misayeh, the Ruach is helping you create the Hezek, it's not called Maisav Garmulo. So that's why we could learn Shor from Bor and Eish. Ah, you'll say Malabor Ve'Eish came Maisav Garmulo. No, Eish is not Maisav Garmulo, because the Ruach is Misayeh, the Ruach is Gorim as well. So Tosas on the Vav was troubled. If that's really the case, that Maisav Garmulo means that you're the sole creator of the Dover HaMazik, so then Kor Chacham Urubo, or better, Ein Kor Chacham Urubo and Maisav Garmulo are Mamash Dezel Bazach. Why does the Gemara here have to switch its Loshon? The Gemara says, according to Rava, that by Bor Miskalgal V'Ragli Adam V'Ragli Behema, you can't learn directly from Bor, Malabashek Maisav Garmulo. Just say Malabor Shekein Ein Koach Hachem Urabo, just like it said before by Yehi Avnos Sakinu Maso. Why change the phrase? Once Tosfos on Daf Hayamid Beis tells us that Maisav Garmulo really means that you're the sole creator of the Dover HaMazik, of the Hezek. So then here you don't need the idea of Maisav Garmulo. Just say that same Koach Hachem Urabo. It's the same idea. You're saying that Bor is different. So say Bor is different. There's no Koach Hachem Urabo by Avnos Sakinu Maso. There's no Koach Hachem Mu'urabo by, there's no Koach Hachem Mu'urabo by Stam Bor, as opposed to Avnos Sakino Maso. That's why Avnos Sakino Maso can't be learned directly out of Bor. There's no Koach Hachem Mu'urabo by Stam Bor, as opposed to Bor HaMisgalga, where there is a Koach Hachem Mu'urabo. So just give the same Lashon. So Taisus here on Davov answers that no. In the case of Bor HaMisgalgel, There is no Koach Hachem Mu'urabo, but it's not Maisav Garmulo. That's Tosfos' answer. He basically says these are different concepts. So what are they? So we explained on Thursday that Tosfos seems to be saying Koach Hachem Mu'urabo means, is there a Koach Hachem Mu'urabo in the creation of the Dover HaMazik? Maisav Garmulo means, is there a Koach Hachem Mu'urabo in the in the Hezek, in the creation of the Hezek, right? So, in the case of Avno Sakinu Maso, so is there a Koach HaCham Urav in the creation of the Dovra Mazik? Yes. Yes, because the Avno Sakinu Maso, when it's Barosh Gago, it's not a Dovra Mazik. It's not going to do Hezek there. It only does Hezek later, right? It's not Mazik Bahadi de Ka'azli. It's Mazik after it's Noch, right? So it's not a Dovra HaMazik initially. It's a Dovra HaMazik only when it lands in the Rishus HaRabim. How did it land in the Rishus HaRabim? The Ruach Mitzuya brought it there. So is there a Koach HaCham Urav Bo in the creation of the Dovra HaMazik? By Avno Sakinu Maso, the Taka is. Right? So that's why the Gemara says it's different than Stambar. Stambar, the Zen Koach HaCham Urav Bo in the creation of the Dovra HaMazik, the person placed the bar in the Rishus HaRabim. That's what made the Dovra HaMazik. But by Avno Sakinu Maso, the person placing it in his Gag, that's not enough to create the Dovra HaMazik. You need the Ruach as well. So that's why the Gemara distinguishes between Avno Sakinu Maso and Bor. But by Bor HaMizgalgel, is there Koach HaCham Urav Bo in the creation of the Dovra HaMazik? Says Taisus, no. It's true that where the Bor HaMizgalgel did Hezek, so there is some Koach HaCham Urav Bo, meaning the Gilgal, the Ragli Adam and the Ragli Behema helped the rock move to its location where it did Hezek. That the reality is the Bor HaMizgalgel is a Dovra HaMazik from the moment that the person put it into the Rishus HaRabim. It's a Dovra HaMazik from the beginning. It just didn't do Hezek over here. It did Hezek in a different location. So to say that Koach HaCham Urav Bo, the creation of the Dovra HaMazik, that we can't say by Bor HaMizgalgel, because it was a Dovra HaMazik in the first Mokom as well. It's just the item happened to have been kicked aside to a different Mokom, and it did Hezek in the second place. But it was a Dovra HaMazik from the beginning. So that's why the Gemara has to introduce a new idea. That Shekain Maisav Garmolo, by Stam Bar Maisav Garmolo, but by Bar Mizgalgel, Ein Maisav Garmolo. That means that even if the Dovra HaMazik was created through the individual himself without a Koach HaCher, but the Maisa Hezek didn't take place exclusively through the Maisim of this Adam, right, of the person who put the Bar there, but rather the Maisa Hezek itself took place through his Maisa plus the Gilgal. So that's the difference. The Koach HaCham Urav Bo means, is there a Koach HaCham Urav in the creation of the Dovra HaMazik? Maisa Garmolo is his Maisa exclusively creating the Hezek? Not the Dovra HaMazik, but the Hezek. So by Bor HaMizgalgel, there is no Koach HaCham Urav Bo in the creation of the Dovra HaMazik, because the Dovra HaMazik was created in the first place when you put it in the Rishus HaRabim. But you can't say that Maisav Garmolo, you can't say that he's exclusively causing the Hezek, because in the second location, his placement helped cause the Hezek, but the Gilgal also helped cause the Hezek. So that's why the Gemara says that by Bor HaMizgalgel, it's not Maisav Garmolo. Okay, this is Taisus on Dar Rav Menachem. Rabbeinu Peretz is very troubled with this. He doesn't like the Taisus. He also starts by saying that Eish, he suggests this idea that maybe Eish is not Maisav Garmolo because the Ruach is Mesayeh. But then he says, if that's the case, then why does the Gemara use a different Lashon over here by Bar Mizgalgel? Yishlomar Maisav Garmolo. He asked the Kash of Tois on the family base. Why don't we say Malabor Ve'eish or Kain Maisav Garmolo? He says, no. Maisav Garmolo, Ratzalom, Maisav Garmolo, Levado, Belo Siyua Acherim. The Eish, Lo Maisav Garmolo Levado, Sharei Haruach Mesayo Leilech Ulehazik. Same Teretz as Taisus. His first Teretz that Eish is not Maisav Garmolo because the Ruach is Mesayah and helps him. He's not the exclusive cause of the Dovram, of the Hezek. So Miu Kosher, Frekter Avinu Peretz, Dem Ken Avalele Memeshkein En Koach HaCham Urbuk Adekam Ale'el Vamay Shani Lishnei. By Bar Mesgalga Baragli Adam Uvaragli Behema, why does the Gemara change its Lashon and say Shekein Ein Maisav Garmolo? Maisav Agamalo Dafka by Stambar Benabebar Mizgalgel. If you say that Maisav Garmolo basically means that the Hezek was created exclusively by the person, so that's the same as Koach HaCham Urav Bo. It's really the same idea. So why does the Gemara change the Lashon? He's troubled. And he doesn't give Tosfos answer. He doesn't say that there's no Koach HaCham Urav Bo in the creation of the Dovra HaMazik by Bar Mizgalgel. He doesn't say that. Why not? Why doesn't he say that? He gives a different Teretz, which we're about to say. Oh, why doesn't the Rabbeinu Peretz just give Taisus' answer? The answer is that the Rabbeinu Peretz feels, how can you say that that by Bar Mizgalgel, there's no Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation of the Dover HaMazik. It doesn't matter that there was a Dover HaMazik in the first place, that you put it down in the Rishus HaRabim, but that's not where the Hezek was created. So the real Dover HaMazik for the Hezek, right, had to be created through a connection between the person who placed it in the Rishus HaRabim and the one who moved it to a different place, the one who was Megalgel to a different place. You can't say that the fact that it was Roy Lahazik from the beginning, so it's called the Dover HaMazik, so now I'll say that there was no Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation of the Dover HaMazik. To talk up to be Koveya, the shame Dover HaMazik for the Hezek, we have to look at the Hezek itself. So if the Hezek was created in a different location, so this item was not a Dover HaMazik for that location. That's why the Rabbeinu Peretz felt that that's not a good answer. It's not a good answer. Nechor, there is a Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation of the Dover HaMazik. It's not Maisav Gamalo exclusively, because the Gilgal is what created the Hezek, it's what created the Dover HaMazik, so there is a Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation. So why Taka didn't the Gemara use the same Lashon? Chayn Yir Lefarish, Zakri Rabbeinu Peretz, the Maisav Gamalo, Ha'inu Shebemokom She'asat HaKolah, Ha'inu Bemokom She'chofar, Ve'osa Mokom Nasa HaHezek. Maisav Gamalo doesn't mean that you're the exclusive party in the creation of the Hezek. That's not what it means. In fact, we could say that Maisav Gamalo, even if you're not the exclusive party in the creation of the Dover HaMazik. So that's not a function of you being the exclusive party. If you help create a Dover HaMazik, then we could say that's Maisav Gamalo. So why by Eish don't we say Shekein Maisav Gamalo, like the Kasha of Taisan Vafayim goes? Why over here by Bar Misgalgel do we say that it's not Maisav Gamalo? Zok Rabbeinu Peretz, Maisav Gamalo means that bin Mokom, that you made the Takola, but also Mokom Naseh HaHezek. It's a function of the Mokom. If the Hezek is occurring in the same Mokom that you created the Takola, that's called Maisav Gamalo. But if it occurs in a different place, then that's not Maisav Gamalo. And that's exactly why the Gemara uses a different lashon. Koach Hacham Urbo, that relates to the creation of the Hezek, of the Dover HaMazik. It's all the same. It's really all the same, according to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? If there's a Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation of the Hezek, that means that in the Dover HaMazik there was a Koach Hacham Urbo. But Maisav Gamalo is a different idea. The reality is, by Bar Misgalgel, there really is a Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation of the Dover HaMazik. But that's not the key over here. The key is that Maisav Gamalo, that ain't Maisav Gamalo. What does it mean that ain't Maisav Gamalo? Ain't Maisav Gamalo means that the Hezek took place in a different Mokom, not in the Mokom that you brought the Takala to. And that's why the Gemara uses a different Lashon. It doesn't say Shekein ain't Koach Hacham Urbo. Well, it doesn't say Shekein and Koach Hacham Urbo. The Stam Bar is Shekein and Koach Hacham Urbo. The Bar Misgalgel is Koach Hacham Urbo. Just 1 second, please. Maisav Gamalo is really the same, so why doesn't he just say Shekein and Koach Hacham Urbo? Because here too, there's Koach Hacham Urbo. Right, of course. There's Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation of the Hezek. Even though in this location you put it down, but the reality is there's a Koach Hacham Urbo in the creation of the Dover HaMazik and of the Hezek by Bar Misgalgel. So we can't say that Stambor is different than Bar Mizgalgel because Bar Mizgalgel there's no Koach Hacham Urbo. There is a Koach Hacham Urbo. There is. So what does it say? That Stambor is Maisav Gamalo, but here it's not Maisav Gamalo. What does that mean, that Stambor is Maisav Gamalo? It means in the place that you put the Takala down, that's where the Hezek took place. But Bar Mizgalgel, it didn't take place in the same Mokom. But that's exactly the point, that Ein Maisav Gamalo, and that's why it's different than Stambar. So after Rabbeinu Peretz, based on this, we can answer the original Kasha as well. You were troubled. Tosan daf hey was troubled. Why don't we just say malabor ve'e shekain shekain ma'isav gamalo? How can you learn shor from bor and eish? Shekain ma'isav gamalo ve'bor and eish. So he says, don't answer that because the ruach is misayaya, so therefore there's no ma'isav gamalo ve'eish. No, maybe there is ma'isav gamalo. Maybe even if I'm not the sole creator of the davar mazik, then I could still we could still say it's ma'isav gamalo. No, the key is by eish. It's not ma'isav gamalo because the place where you created the davar mazik, where you put the takala, it's not the place that the hezek occurred. You light the fire in your rishus. The hezek occurs in a different rishus. That's not ma'isav gamalo. That's not ma'isav gamalo. Ma'isav gamalo means in the same mokom that you created the davar mazik, in that mokom the hezek is occurring. So by bor, that's true. You put the bor in this place, the hezek is occurring right over here. But by eish, it's not true. You light the eish in your rishus, and it goes in his mazik in a different rishus. But because the mokom is different, that's not called ma'isav gamalo. So therefore, you can't make a tsushto. You can't make a comparison between bor and eish and say that that's ma'isav gamalo as opposed to shor. Yes.
For this answer, the idea of ma'isav gamalo is moving.
Right. Mokom. Mokom.
Right. Both cases, if the gemara is not bottom now, but both cases, the item moves. All the gemara is in Russia.
He's saying avna sakino maso. Right. So you're saying, why didn't the Gemara use Ma'isav Gamalo in the first place? By Avna Sakina Maso, why isn't it use the idea of Ma'isav Gamalo? His kasha is stronger. Once the Gemara uses kol hacham urabot, you just keep that lashon. But you're saying, why don't we say ma'isav gamalo? Maybe the idea is that the concept of kol hacham urabot we found before. We found such a lashon. Right? The Gemara Daf Gimel had it. We've used this lashon before. So to use kol hacham urabot by Avna Sakina Masoda Taka makes sense. But once we use that lashon by Avna Sakina Masoda, by Bar Masalga, we should keep that lashon. So the answer is no. That lashon doesn't make any sense by bar misgalga, because there you can't say it's different than bar. Regular bar, there's no karkachem urabo in the creation of the davar mazik, right? There's no karkachem urabo. But by bar misgalgel, there is a karkachem urabo. Bar Mizgalgal, is there a Koach Hacham Urabo in the creation of the Hezek? Or yes, right? The Koach Hacham Urabo in the creation of the Hezek. So why don't we just keep that Loshen? Malabor Shekein and Koach Hacham Urabo, Tamar Bahani Shekoach Hacham Urabo. Why don't we say that Bar Mizgalgal is Koach Hacham Urabo in the creation of the Davar Mazik, in the creation of the Hezek? That's enough. What do you think? But he's saying, if Ma'isav Gamalo and Koach Hacham Urabo are similar, so then why do we change the Lashon? So he says that Ma'isav Gamalo means something different. It means something different. But the question is, what do you need it for? And he certainly has explained that it means something different, but why is it necessary? Why can't we just say, yes, Yosef?
In the creation of the Mazik, it's not Koach Hacham Urabo, the creation of the Mazik.
not Hamas where it is now in Surabim, and when it gets kicked somewhere else, it's still the same Dawah Hamas. It's just the moved places. So
you're saying the same as Tosis. He agrees with Tosis that it's
the
right.
But in terms of Mesakarnu, well, it's serious. It says that it's when it moves to a different place. So it's not called Hakimura, but only creation of the Mazik. And it's also not Mesakarnu.
He's saying he's assuming that there is no Koach Chacham Urbo in the creation of the Dabar Mazik because it could do Hezek here. So if you were to assume that Mais of Garmulo relates to the creation of the Dabar Mazik, so then there really is no reason to have a different Lashon later on. Right? If it's really the same idea, that Koach Chacham Urbo means that there's something Urv in the creation of the Dabar Mazik, and Mais of Garmulo also means the same thing, that if something, if that lo mais of garmelo means that there was nothing, there was no other koach in the creation of the Dabar Mazik, so then it's the same thing, so then later on we don't need a different phrase. So that's why he has to reinterpret mais of garmelo to mean that it's happening in a different place, that the hezek is happening in a different place than the creation of the Dabar Mazik. I hear what you're saying, Yosef. So now let's go back to Shalom. So once we say that Mais of Garmelo is all the function of where the Hezek is occurring relative to the creation of the Dabar Mazik, so then why don't we say it earlier? So we should say Malabor, Shekein Mais of Garmelo, as opposed to these cases that it's not Mais of Garmelo. Because the Dabar Mazik, is created in one place. Yeah, because
it's a better question.
Before we get there, I think the answer is that the case of Avnu Sakina Maso, we don't look at it as though the Dabar Mazik is created Barosh Gadol. It's not a Dabar Mazik Barosh Gadol. It has to leave that location to become a Bor. We talked about that. Eish intrinsically is a Dabar Mazik, but Avnu Sakina Maso in its location Barosh Agag is not a Dabar Mazik. So the shame Dabar Mazik is only going to be Chal once it hits the Rishus Arabin. So Taka, that's the same Malkum that the Hezek is occurring. In the case of Bar Misgalgel, right, the Malkum that you place the Dabar Mazik, it could do Hezek here in the Rishus Arabin. So the Malkum that you created the Dabar Mazik, that's here. The Malkum of the Hezek is there. So in such a case, we can claim that Lo Mais of Garmelo, because the Hezek is not occurring in the same place that you put the Dabar Mazik there. But in the case of the Avnu Sakina Maso, it's not a Dabar Mazik Barosh Gadol. It's only becoming a Dabar Mazik when it lands in Rishus Arabin. So there, we're not going to say that it's Lo Mais of Gomelo. We'll say that it's Mais of Gomelo because it's in the same location. Okay, so these are two approaches, a little complicated. These are two approaches in Tosis, Rabbeinu Peretz, as to what Mais of Gomelo means. That either it means that nothing was involved in the creation of the Hezek except for your Koach, or that it's a function of the location, that the same place that you created the Dabar Mazik, that's the place where the Hezek actually occurred. Okay. What does Rava say? Rava says that the Ma'atzad is necessary for this case of Bar Misgalgel V'Ragli Adam V'Ragli Behema. It's learned out of Bor and Shur. So comes Rashi and says the following. Iba hadi da azli mazki, lo goras, v'hochi gersin, ha'echi dami, ida afgra ben l'ra ben l'shmul. What's Abba Gersin the Gemar? Rav ha'amar la'asi abar meskal gebrag li'adam v'rag l'behema, ha'echi dami, ida afgra ben l'ra ben l'shmul ha'na bor. Gemar says, if you mafgir it, ben l'ra ben l'shmul, it's bor. And if lo afgirinu l'shmul, it's still bor. So the Gemar says, it's not like bor, ma'labor shekem ma'isav garmalah. So Rashi says there's another girsa floating around, but you shouldn't be goris there. The other girsa is ibahadi da azli mazki b'chule. He doesn't even tell you what. So Taisus fills us in. He says b'chol asaram kosev ibahadi da azli kamazki kochohu, and who should be chayv? Ibahadi da azli kamazki when the behemoth is kicking it, does hezek as he's kicking it. So kochohu, it's a koch of the behemoth, koch of the adam, and who should be chayv? The adam. Right, the Bala Bahama should be chayiv, the Adon should be chayiv. Let's take the case of Adon. Right, if it's Bar Meskal Gavragli Adon Vragli Bahama, so Iba Hadi Daz the Kamatzki, then the Adon should be chayiv. Upir Shakon just logar, so Rashi says we're not garis there. There was no havamina that the Odom should be chayav for the Gilbo. Why? So explain Tosfos. What's Pshat and Rashi? Taima mishum darmin lekaman b'hamini yachin dagan shabani Odom lezbonei bedrochim. It's not normal for people to look where they're walking. So if they don't look where they're walking, then they can't be held responsible for the Gilbo. They kick something and it does hazard. They can't be held responsible for that. Why not? Onus rachmana patre. It's an accident. It's normal for people to walk without necessarily noticing the rocks in the road. So the Odom can't be chayav for the hazard that he causes. Upalatakola nami ein lachayav mitam Odom amazik ela mishum dechoshu kurach matzuya behavi isho. And why isn't the balatakola going to be chayav? So it says Taisus, he's not chayav midin Odom amazik. He's not mazik biadayim. He just put the takola down. Put the takola down. So he's not going to be chayev midin adam amazik. He's only going to be chayev midin eish, says Tosfos according to Rashi. But Rashi says that we're not goris that the girsa, because the girsa is b'hadi dekaazli kamazki kochohu, and the megalgal should be chayev. Rashi holds the megalgal shouldn't be chayev. It's not normal to be misbonim b'drachim when you're walking, so that you shouldn't be mechayev the megalgal for anything. For being for kicking the rock, says Taisus vein lemocha. I think Rashi is incorrect. You shouldn't be mochik that girsa. Vein lemocha go b'shul kan. The leinin kadesh lo yelchu kolkach bechozik sheyatizu v'yaziku dakol isbon in shapir. The person doesn't watch so carefully, but that he's oblivious to the rocks in the streets completely. That he can be matiz b'koach. He's going to kick it so hard that it's going to do hazik. Just because you kick rocks doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cause hazik. But to kick it strongly is going to cause hazik. It is dakol. Darkle is boning. Person should watch out. So Zoktois, does it make sense that the Megalgel, if he's matiz b'koach, if b'hadi d'kaz d'kamazki, he's taka chayiv? V'lochi par, koho v'yischayiv ha-megalgel ha-kov, v'lo balatakola. Zoktois, this the girsa is a good girsa. If b'hadi d'kaz d'kamazki, I don't need a matzad, because he's chayiv, midin odam ha-mazik. He's mazik b'yodayim. The Megalgel should be chayiv completely. And the balatakola shouldn't be chayiv at all. The Megalgal should be chayiv b'kol. The avagav legabe kelev shenot lacharora v'holach legodish. The Mishnah later on in the Chafal Tan Bei says, let's say a kelev takes a charora. Kelev wants to eat, so he takes a cake, and the cake is burning. Cake is lit on fire. He takes it and he brings it to the godish. So the bala kelev is chayiv. It's a part of the Gemara, but the Chayav Bala Gachelas Nami Shubala Takola. The Gemara asked that the Bala Gachelas should also be Chayav. I thought we just said that if the Megagal is an Odom Bahadi Dikazdi Kamazki, so the Megagal is Chayav Midin Odom Amazik, and the Bala Takola is going to be Potter and Gansin. You see later on that's not true. That even if the Kelev takes the fire, so the Bala Kelev is Chayav, but we're still going to be Mechayav. The Bala Gachelas too, the Bala Takola is also Chayav. The Mazik is Chayav, and the Bala Takola is also Chayav, because you need both of them to create the Hezek. If the Megalgel is a Bardeya, then we're not going to be Mechayev the Balatakola. But if the Megalgel or if the Kelev is not a Bardeya, if it's a Behema, so then the Balatakola is going to be Chayev as well. So it comes out of Tosfos that it's really Choluk. According to this Girsa, it's Choluk. Notice, the case of Rav is Bar Megalgel Ragli Adam Uv Ragli Behema. We're talking about two Megalgalim. It's either the Odom is Megalgal or the Behemoth is Megalgal. It's not the same case. The Gemara then, I see, Bahadi the Ka'azli Kamazki Kochovu. What's the Kasha? Who's Chayiv? It says, Taisus, if the Ragli Odom are Megalgal, then the Kasha of the Gemara is the Odom should be Chayiv exclusively, and the Balatakola, the person who put the Rag there, should be Potter and Gansan. But if Ragli Behemoth were Megalgal, so then the kasha of the Gemara is ibahadi the ka'azli kamazki kochahu, and then both of them should be chayv. Right? If it's ragli behema, then taka both the bala behema and the bala taka are going to be chayv. It's not the same. It's choluk a little bit. That's Tosfos shita. And if the megagal is an odom, if he's a bar there, then he's the only one who's going to be chayv, and the bala taka is not chayv. But if the megagal is a behema, then it's like the case of kelev. Right? Tosfos says. The case of Kalev is exclusively talking about that it's not an Odom who's Megagal who brings the Davra Mazik to the other location. Because if it would be an Adam, then the Adam is going to be chayib exclusively, and the Bala Takol is not going to be chayib at all. That's specifically talking about Kelev. Since it's Kelev, so that's like Mizgalgel Baragle Behema. In such a case, if Bahadi Dukaz the Kamazki, both of them are going to be chayib. Then the Bala Behema will be chayib, and the Bala Takol is also going to be chayib. And that's what the case of Kelev is talking about. This is Rashi and Tosa. Rashi is mochek the gears entirely. Tosa is not mochek the gears. The gears is fine. But the person is not misbonim bedrochen. He is misbonim bedrochen. To be matis b'kach kol chach that he's going to create hezek. It is darko misbonim. So you should be mechayev. You should be mechayev the megalva. And that's exactly what the Rosh says as well. The Rosh echoes Tosa's sentiment. Says, that's not talking about doing hezek. That's talking about if you break something right here, not kicking something which then is going to do hezek. It's not kicking the rack to a different place. If you walk in the street and you don't realize and you step on something, so that's normal not to realize where you go. But to kick something which in turn is going to cause damage in a different place, that's azoyvayt so far that a person is supposed to be misbonin. So he's called a poshea for that. He's called an honest if he breaks something as he's walking. But if he kicks something and that causes a hezek, that's normal to be misbonin. So if you do that, then you're going to be poshea. You're going to be poshea, you'll be chayiv. Comes Tosis and says, not only are you going to be chayiv, you're going to be the exclusive person who's chayiv. The Baal HaTakol is not even going to be chayiv, because since the Adam is a bar day, and he should have noticed that he's the only one who's going to be chayiv. Question, Ellie.
Can we say that the Elvish is Rabbi's Pater?
And what?
In regards to the Rabbi the Hema, don't we say that Regel Bishus Rabbi is Pater?
Regel Bishus Rabbi is Pater.
So
then,
yeah. Of Rabbi the Hema.
Okay, so we're going to see later on. I mean, obviously, we're talking about he was matiz in Rishus HaRav, and it did hezek in Rishus HaYochid, I guess. I guess that's the case that we're going to say. Okay, that's the case.
That was awesome.
What? Okay. So this is Rashi and Taisis. Do we have the gears or do we not have the gears? So comes the Shita Megabetzis and says, I don't understand. When all the dust settles, even if we listen to Tosis Svara, even if we claim that Rashi argued the Tosis in the Rush, that the Gemara in the third parak is saying it's not normal for people to be so careful when they're walking. Even Le'inyan Zeh, that they shouldn't kick the things to do hezek. It's not normal. He's an honest. So the Odom, the Megalgel is not going to be chayiv. What did Tosis say? The Balat HaKol is not going to be chayiv mitam Odom HaMazik. You can only be chayiv him midin Eish. If you're going to be mechayev and midin eish, so why is Rashi not gores this girsa? What's the girsa? Ibahadi the kaz the kamazki kochavu, and the megadol should be chayev. Okay, so maybe that girsa is wrong. Leave out kochav. Kochav, who sounds like the megadol is going to be chayev. Leave out kochav. The girsa should be ibahadi the kaz the kamazki. Then the balat hakola should be chayev midin eish. The balat hakola put the takola there. Is it chayev midin bar? No, it's not midin bar. It's not doing hezek in this place, but someone's going to kick it from that location to a different place. That's mamish eish. Isn't that l'chor eish? Eish, you light the fire here, and then the ruach takes it to a different place and it does have it there. Here, you put the takola in the Rishus HaRabim, and now the megalgel is taking that takola and it's going to do hezek in a different place. It's mamish the same as eish, basically. It's not fire, but it's the same yisod as eish. And Tosis even interpreted Rashi that way. Right? Tosis interpreted Rashi as saying that the megalgel is not going to be chai because he's onus. The Baal HaTakol, you can only be mechayev midin eish. So if you can be mechayev midin eish, so let the girsa stand. Why did Rashi have to get rid of the girsa? Could have let the girsa stand. That's the Shita Mekubetzes is kash. Kosu v'tais is pir shakonjiz lo garsinan lei ad elamish and v'choshev b'ruach mitzuya v'avi isho. The kosher frek the Shita b'shem negilyan. Im kain, Negros bahadi the kaazli mazki viomer hainu esh. Let's be goreis bahadi the kaazli ibahadi the kaazli mazki not kochohu. Bahadi the kaazli kamazki. We don't need a matzad because the Baal HaTakol is going to be chayim midin esh. I don't need a matzad. So that couldn't be the case. What's the problem with this girsa according to Rashi? It's tachpilei plaim on Rashi. Rashi doesn't like that the megalgel should be chayiv. Forget the megalgel. You're so wrapped up in the megalgel. The Baal HaTakola should be chayiv midin eish. Comes the Maran and says something remarkable. A big chiddush. He says, you know, Tosus is trying to explain Rashi. He says, you know, Rashi says, we're not goreis this girsa. I'll tell you what pshat is. Rashi says, the megalgel, you can't be mechayev, because the Gemara later on says, it's not normal to be misbon and bedrochim. So the megalgel is not responsible. He's an onus, he can't be chayev. So Tosus says, and the Baal HaTakola, you can't be mechayev midin odom amazik, you're only mechayev midin esh. Dr. Maram, who says Rashi holds like that? That Tosis is shtupping into Rashi. Tosis is trying to explain Rashi, but who says? Maybe Rashi Taka holds that the Megalgel can't be chayv because he's an honest, and the Baal HaTakola can't be chayv at all. He's not going to be chayv in Esh. Why? Why? But isn't it Esh? No, maybe not. Dr. Maram, the Pirsha Kunjus Logaris Lay. So Rechloma, the Zesha Koswa Tosis, the Havi Isho, Lokosu Ze Elo de Inusri Lu Haki. Tosfos holds that the Baal HaTakola could be chayv in Esh. Avo Rashi Svirle, the Filo Isha lo Havi, lo Choshev le Kiruach Mitzuya. Rashi holds that Bar Mesgagel, Baragli Odom, is not a Ruach Mitzuya. It's not like a Ruach Mitzuya. It's not normal. Rashi holds that someone kicking up the rocks, that's like a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. It's like a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. I mean, if Rashi says the Megagel shouldn't be Chayev because it's not normal to be Mesbonim Bidrochim, right? It's not normal to be misbonin. He's an onus, right? So what's he saying? Right? It's not normal to be misbonin, but is he gonna kick up the rocks in a way that the hezek is gonna be created? Is that so common that he's gonna kick the rocks so much that the hezek is gonna be created? Comes the Maram and says maybe Rashi holds that that's not a normal thing. That the rocks are going to be kicked up so much that a hezek is going to be created, that's not such a normal thing. That's like a real she'ena mitzuya. So if it's like a real she'ena mitzuya, then even the Baal HaTakola can't be chayev. The Megalgel can't be chayev because he's not responsible to be watching where he's going. People just don't do that. So Onus Rechmona Pati tells me the Megalgel is not going to be chayev. But you can't be mechayev the Baal HaTakola according to Rashi Midin Eish either. Because Eish is only chayev beruach mitzuya. And maybe we can say that it's not normal for the Ragli Adam to kick up the rocks in such a way that it's going to cause a hazard. It's not normal for him to kick up the rocks in such a way that it causes a hazard. It's like a real Shein Mitzvah. If it's like a real Shein Mitzvah, then you can't be Mechayev, the Baal HaTakola, the Din Eishiv. So both of them are going to be part of the point to Rashi. That's why Rashi said that the Gersa is incorrect. Taisus didn't like that. Taisus said, to claim that it's like a Ruach Shein Mitzvah, so far that you can't say. It makes sense to be Mechayev the Megalgel, but even if you're going to say like Rashi that the Megalgel is not going to be Chayev, you can't Pata the Baal HaTakola completely. You have to be able to be Mechayev and Midin Eish. But maybe Rashi disagrees. Maybe Rashi holds that it's so uncommon to kick up the rocks in such a way that it'll produce a Hezek that it's like a real Shinu Mitzuya. Maybe you can't be Mechayev the Baal HaTakola Midin Eish. This is how the Maram tries to explain Rashi. Okay, let's stop here. Just going to add a little bit in halacha.